This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. If you're on the way to the airport this morning, you'll probably have a zone number on your boarding pass telling you when you can get on the plane. It's part of the airline's endless quest to get everyone on as fast as possible. United and American recently tweaked their boarding procedures. Filling a plane just a little bit quicker can have major impact on airline company profits. Sally Herships reports.
Boarding a plane isn't rocket science, but it may take an astrophysicist to tell us how to make it faster.
Most of my time is devoted to studying exoplanets, planets orbiting distant stars.
Jason Steffen is a research fellow at Northwestern, and when he wasn't busy studying dark matter, he came up with a theory for boarding planes. Here's how it works. Back to front, window to aisle. When they board, passengers are staggered every other row, which prevents traffic jams.
And so instead of having one or two people putting their luggage away, you'll have 15 people putting their luggage away.
Airlines struggle to make boarding efficient. Delays are expensive, and unhappy passengers may not return. So to observe some different strategies, I timed two different flights.
Please step up to the blue general boarding lane, groups 2 and 3.
First, American from New York to L.A. The airline says carry-on bags are the number one cause of boarding delays, so it's now letting passengers with no carry-ons board first. American says its new strategy saves 2 minutes every flight, and it has thousands a day. It's 11:26, and the line is moving right along. The flight took 20 minutes to board. Next, I observed a Southwest flight from Newark to Phoenix. On Southwest, passengers line up in the order they checked in, and on board, they choose their own seats. So ideally, they won't get stuck in overhead bin traffic. Chris Ruprecht works for Southwest.
Customers don't have to look for a specific seat. They can sit wherever they choose.
Southwest plane also took about 20 minutes to board. But even if airlines perfect boarding, there's still the problem of getting off the plane. Astrophysicist Jason Steffen says when he tested it, his synchronized method of boarding was fastest, and it will likely work in reverse, too. Unfortunately, when passengers want to get off, they don't care about rules.
And so the airplane is going to deboard the way that it is, probably until the sun expands and consumes the Earth.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.